Take a little bit of tank, mix it with a little crank, and put it in a taco shell. Mix a little ground meat with a little shredded beef, drop acid and visit hell. Cause I gotta get me some ecstasy and a big ass jar of LSD. I gotta smoke that joint that's next to me, and then I'll hit up the taco with extra cheese.
Welcome to the Taco Bells. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Courtney.
And here we are. We have a lot in store for today.
Yeah, it's a big episode.
Okay, so we both ate Taco Bell for research purposes.
We did. Yeah.
So you tell me about yours.
Okay, so my approach this week was
your approach.
Yeah. Well, it was you know, for research, but I was attempting this challenge. Over winter break, when I was talking to my brother, we were talking about the movie This Is the End.
It's
the one with like Seth Rogen and James Franco, and because he was asking me about the Taco Bell podcast. And
your
how,
brother was?
Yeah, and how like, I can't believe that's like a thing.
How'd your brother take it when he found out you had a Taco Bell?
He
kind
of did. I think his response was very similar to one of our other friends, where he just kind of like rolled his eyes and was kind of like, ugh. I don't know about that. My brother was like, would you remember that part in the movie? Because he was kind of talking about how like things that he liked from Taco Bell. And then there's this part in the movie where one of the actors, I can't remember which one, is talking to Seth Rogen, and he's like, hey, do you remember when I got you that Taco Bell gift card? And I bet you couldn't eat the amount of food that you could get with that gift card in one sitting.
Yeah.
It was a $20 gift card.
Yeah.
And then Seth Rogen's like, yeah, how much food can you get for $20 at Taco Bell? And so that is actually a challenge, like the $20 Taco Bell challenge.
That's a thing?
That's a thing. You can go on like Reddit, and I Googled it, and people actually have like tips that have attempted it. People post YouTube videos of themselves like eating the Taco Bell.
$20 Taco Bell challenge.
So
I did not know about this.
Can you eat $20 worth of
Taco
Bell food?
I feel like you got this one in the bag.
In one sitting. Well, as I was reading through some of the tips, they said things like stay away from burritos because they're really filling. If there's a choice of meat, get steak because it costs more, or some of the other ones.
What is there one about getting like Cinnabon steak intermission?
No, you can get whatever you want as long as you spend $20. Stay away from items from the dollar menu. A lot of the posts were about, you know, getting
the more expensive items,
which that's not the approach that I took. So I went into it with my own agenda. I read the reviews and the tips that everybody had given us, but I kind of did my own thing.
Were you by yourself when you ordered all this food?
I was.
Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't even sure if I could go through with it. I went, what day was it? Monday night? What day did I get back? No. See, we're on winter break, so I don't know what day it is.
I know. All the days run together.
I got back to town Wednesday. Okay. So I did this.
While you were still back home?
Thursday. No.
Oh, no. While you were alone back in Port. Okay.
No, I did it the same day that I got back. Did it Wednesday. So what I did was I came home after coming back from Central Point. I went to my OTF workout class.
Yeah.
And then I was going to go to Taco Bell. I went to like the 6:45 class, and then I was going to go to Taco Bell after the class.
Wait a minute. Like a breakfast? No, wait a minute.
No, dinner.
A dinner. Okay, dinner. So 6:45 p.m. Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Because we've had a lot of breakfast Taco Bell conversations.
Yeah,
we're getting into dinner.
Yeah, so this was dinner. So after my workout class, I go to Taco Bell, go through the drive-thru, and it's like, it was about 8 o'clock, and I think that was like Taco Bell's like dinner rush time. It was about 8 p.m.
That's funny you say that, because we will talk about our experience in a minute, but we went at like 5:10 p.m., and it was totally dead. And Thor was like, nobody eats a Taco Bell at 5 o'clock. I'm like, it's dinner time. He's like, not a Taco Bell.
No, it's not. I think like between 8 and 8:30 is dinner time. So I got there like right in the dinner rush. I was in the drive-thru for quite a while.
Because everybody else was doing the $20 challenge.
Oh my gosh. No, but I got there. And so Orange Theory, it's like an intense workout, right?
Yeah.
So I get...
Were you ravenous?
No, not for Taco Bell.
Oh.
Really not. Like, I'm hungry after those workouts. But like, that's not what I don't want to eat Taco Bell after
it.
I've just killed myself at the gym.
Yeah.
But I don't know, I felt like I had to do it. Like, we were on limited time here. We're trying to fit in some other things into my life. So I like wanted to get this done. So as soon as I got, because when I left Orange Theory Fitness, I was like, oh man, like, I don't want to go eat Taco Bell.
Yeah, you're just like offsetting any workout you may have done.
Just kind of dreading it. Whatever. Yeah. Okay. I worked out super hard, like extra. In the class, there's things called splat points, and you're supposed to get at least 12 splat points a class, and I had like 27 splat points. I was like really pushing it because I knew I was about to consume like 2,400 calories or something like that. Yeah. So I get there, and as soon as I got to the drive-thru, and I could smell the Taco Bell food that actually I thought was going to make me sick.
Then your olfactory.
Then it made me want it. I was like, okay, memory kicked in. I want it. Yeah, one of my favorite Taco Bell memories kicked in, and I was ready to go. My agenda, like I said, I didn't follow any of the tips. I wanted to compare, because we've been having this like Burrito Supreme versus 7-layer burrito.
Yeah. Okay.
So I wanted to compare those. Okay. So I got, here's my receipt.
Whoa.
I got a 7-layer burrito and a Burrito Supreme, which goes against what they say, because they said stay away from burritos. I got two burritos. One of my friends had sent me like a private Facebook message saying that he was listening to our podcast and asked me if I'd tried the double stacked tacos.
No, because that's a thing, right?
Yeah, he lives in Kansas City. And so at the time that he had sent me this Facebook message, we didn't have them yet. And so he sent me this message that was like, oh, have you tried, you know, listen to your podcast, have you tried these? And then he said that, you know, he had tried, there's three different kinds and he had tried them. So I saw that those were now on the menu, so I wanted to try those. So I got one of each of the double stacked tacos. So there's a Cool Ranch habanero one, a spicy sweet one, and a nacho crunch one. I got two Mexi Melts. I got a Nacho Bel Grande, and I didn't want people to think I was cheating by only getting cheese, so I got a regular Nacho Bel Grande with the meat and the beans and everything.
Jesus Christ.
And I got a Crunchwrap Supreme, because I remember you saying that there was some tension online as to the top-selling item, the favorite item, what that was. So it came to a total, that's 9 items in my order.
Okay.
My total, I had originally just gone for one Mexi Melt, and then the total was, because you know you can see the total come up, and I see the total is like $18 and something cents, like almost $19, and I was like, oh, it was supposed to be two Mexi Melts.
Throw in another Mexi Melt.
Yeah, so
I
then
have to hit $20.
It put me at $20.64.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
So were you able to eat all that in one sitting?
Whew. Well, I will say that you know, I'm a competitive person, and I went into it, I went into it pretty cocky.
Yeah.
I just worked out. I even when I got home, I didn't eat it immediately. Yeah. I kind of let my stomach settle. I had a couple glasses of wine.
That might have been your
no, but I feel like really? That like made me
relaxed you.
Yeah,
ready
I think
to
that
go?
I could eat more. Yeah. But I thought that I would have, like, no problem. Like, I sent you that black and white picture of all my food.
Yeah.
So I got home, and I took some pictures of, like, the food that I'll show you. I know you guys can't see it, but sort of my progress. I did not want to videotape myself the way that other people...
Like a vlog?
Yeah. Well, that's... If you like, Google it, like, people post their YouTube videos of them eating Taco Bell.
I didn't even know this was a challenge. Thing.
Yeah.
The $20 challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is interesting, because I have recently really spent a lot of time looking up Taco Bell on Reddit. I must have just been in a whole other rabbit hole.
Yeah,
Taco Bell Reddit.
So many Reddit wormholes. Yeah, apparently there's Taco Bell ones too.
What did you eat first?
Well, that's what it looked like at first. See how
okay,
nice
so I'm
and fancy.
Seeing like a plate. I'm just like an enormous amount of food, but okay, okay.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Got a lot.
So I wanted to really focus on comparing the two burritos.
Okay.
So
would you like double fist it like like a bite of burrito 7-layer?
No, I thought about doing that, but I didn't want to mix up the tastes.
Okay.
So I ate one burrito and then the other. So I started with the 7-layer burrito.
Yeah.
So the 7 layers in a 7-layer burrito are guacamole, tomatoes, beans, rice, lettuce, sour cream, and cheese.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's hilarious is that, like, nobody can see this, but you have notes. Of like,
you not, always have notes.
Show notes. You're right.
On your iPad, mine is like a legit notebook that I scribbled in. Yeah. Which I kind of like. Later on, like when I got deeper into the challenge and I was, you know, having like weird thoughts. One of the like weird thoughts that I have is like, what happened if I died like in this situation, right? So what happened if
doing the $20 challenge, you know,
or just like somebody breaks into my apartment and strangles me?
This is the last thing they see,
right? This notebook has like, it's 3 pages of Taco Bell notes. The rest of the notebook is my notes about my bachelorette bracket. So like my friends and I do like the bachelor bracket. Then we take notes on the contestants. So it's like bachelor notes and Taco Bell. So I was like, really, you know,
so basically the police are going to be like, okay, we got a basic bitch and she's right? been kidnapped.
Well, like, you know how you
she's
always
probably at Chipotle right now.
But you know, you say
oh,
like,
wait, maybe Bath and Body Works.
Oh my God. And, but you're always like, well, if anything happens to me, one of my jobs as your friend is to delete the text messages between you.
So am I supposed to get rid of your Taco Bell bachelorette notebook?
Get rid of this notebook. But I would just, it's like an embarrassing thing. That like I wouldn't want that to be part of like somebody's.
I'm
like,
thinking
last
more
memories.
About like when civilization collapses in like 2 years or more, like, you know, maybe a few thousand years, and they, you know, like future humans are going through the things left and they find like our Taco Bell notes and they're like, why do they have the 7 layers of the Taco Bell so meticulously organized?
I know, I took pretty detailed notes on everything that I ate for this challenge.
Okay, so you did the burritos.
I did the burritos, so it talked about the 7 layers. I figured out what it is, because I don't dislike the 7-layer burrito.
Yeah.
But for me, it's too, the guacamole and the rice overwhelm the rest of the flavors.
Those are the flavors I'm looking for.
It's very, very heavy in the guacamole, very heavy in the rice.
Yep.
Which, in contrast to the Burrito Supreme, so when you eat the 7-layer burrito, big taste of guacamole, big taste of rice, the other flavors kind of, other layers kind of take like a backseat. Well, the flavors that stand out in the Burrito Supreme are beef, cheese, and onion. And I think that's why I like it better, because it has...
See, it was too heavy for me.
Oh.
Okay.
But that's why, yeah. So yeah. I was like, what is it between? Because I like both the burritos, but I would always different. Go Burrito Supreme over that. And then I was like, when I really sat down and thought about the taste, you get more of like the salty beef, cheese, oniony taste from the Burrito Supreme than you do from the 7-layer.
Okay.
So.
Okay, so you ate burritos then.
Knocked
what?
Out those burritos. And then I went for the stacked tacos because I hadn't, double stacked tacos because I hadn't tried those before.
Sure.
I ate the one that I thought I would hate the most first.
Yeah, which was?
Which was the spicy sweet one.
Doesn't really sound like my
kind of
thing.
And I did hate it the most. So it's kind of like a double-decker taco, only instead of like beans and cheese in between the soft shell and the crunchy shell, there's like sauces.
Okay.
So the spicy sweet one has that sweet chili, like that Thai sweet chili sauce.
I don't want that in my taco.
I didn't want it in my taco. It didn't blend well with the flavors, but I knew I had to try it. The other thing, and then my friend Jeff had mentioned this as well, it's sticky. Like, it's a sticky taco because the sauce will drip out, and sweet chili sauce is like sticky. So,
because it's sweet.
Yeah. So you're like eating, when I eat a taco, like I want greasy and.
Yeah, I hear you.
I want, I don't know. I
so
don't
it went
want,
the wrong way.
I don't want sticky. Yeah. So it was like kind of like a sticky mess.
And what'd you eat?
And then I ate the Cool Habanero stacked taco. So that one has like ranch. It's kind of like a ranchy habanero sour cream sauce.
Was it good?
It wasn't bad. Yeah. It was fine.
Would you order it again?
I don't think so.
Okay.
The third one I would order again because it was the double flavor was nacho crunch or cheddar crunch.
Oh yeah, that one sounds good.
Yeah, so the sauce, it was basically just nacho cheese in between the crunchy shell and the hard shell.
Yeah, and I think I read on Reddit that that's the most popular.
Yeah, and then it has like strips of like the red salty tortilla chips as the crunch part.
Okay.
Yeah. So that one was really, really salty, but it had tons of nacho cheese.
Yeah.
So that one was by far my favorite. I would
order
that one.
So at that point, were you still like, I could take some more food down?
Yeah. Okay. At that point, I could take some more down. I started picking at the nachos.
Okay.
But I was starting to get a little bit like, about it.
I'm getting like that just listening.
Yeah. Let me see. Let me go back to my notes.
Then what else? What? Okay, so oh, then you're picking at the knot. Oh, yeah. Let me see a photo.
I picked at the... Oh, yeah. So here... So that's where we started.
Yeah.
And then here was about halfway where I still had... I'd eaten...
like, there's like a taco with a bite taken out of it. Yeah,
but the two burritos are gone.
Oh, so wait a minute. What is that thing?
That's the crunch wrap.
So, oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So then, yeah, after I finished all three of those tacos with the two burritos and I'd eaten a few of the nachos,
yeah,
it was a lot. So what I decided to do was I finished the nachos.
Are those your Mexi Melts?
Those are the Mexi Melts and the Crunchwrap Supreme.
Okay.
After I finished the nachos,
yeah,
like I was so full. I was watching the movie Heavyweights.
Yeah.
And there's this scene in the movie where Ben Stiller takes the kids because he realizes that they're cheating on the diet program. Okay. Do you know that movie?
No.
Okay. So Heavyweights is like a '90s movie. Okay. It's got like Kenan Thompson and like basically everybody from the Mighty Ducks. Okay. That's overweight. It's like a fat camp. Okay. Movie. And Ben Stiller plays this guy who, buys the camp from actually his parents in the movie, but he buys the camp and then he changes it.
Sounds offensive already.
It is kind of offensive, but he buys the camp and he changes. It was basically it was like a fat camp that the kids would come to, but they still
had
fun. And this
is what you're watching while eating $20.
Yeah, I had to lighten it up because I'd been watching a lot of heavy stuff and like all of my like Netflix recommendations were things like.
Is that like the definition of irony? No, I don't know. I never get that right.
But I wanted to watch something lighthearted and that wouldn't make me feel bad about eating a bunch of food. So watching that, it was okay. But so basically he becomes this really mean camp owner and like doesn't let the kids like sneak in candy and stuff like that, which, you know.
Sure.
But he's like over the top intense. It's basically, it's like Ben Stiller.
What does this have to do with your
talk? I'm going
to
talk about it in just a second. But he like, it's kind of like, you know how he plays Tom Cruise, how he's kind of like crazy.
Okay.
And
yeah.
He's like that as like a fitness expert.
Okay.
So he realizes that the kids are cheating, on their diet. Cause he's doing this big promotional video and the kids are weighing in. Nobody's losing weight.
I know where you're going with this.
So what he decides to do is he's like, all right, everybody's going on a 20-mile hike with no food.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And all the kids are like, oh, like 20,
this
20 miles.
A bell. Maybe I did see it.
20 miles is like.
It's a long hike. Yeah.
For kids that aren't in shape and they don't get to eat on the way.
Okay.
So after I had finished the nachos, it was like perfect because it was like that point in the movie.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, the number 20. But
you were like, I can also do this.
I was thinking, you know, there's some things that like the human body just cannot do. And I'm watching this movie and, you know, as an adult now that I'm skeptical, I loved it as like a child, but I was like, these kids cannot go on a 20-mile hike with no food. There's no way they can do that. And then I looked at the rest of my food and I was like, so shamed because I was like, I cannot eat the rest of this food.
So you didn't do it?
I didn't do it.
Oh, so you tagged out.
I tagged out. I felt like I was getting heartburn. I was doing
I just fully was like, you're going to take it all down.
No, I thought I was too. I'd eaten $17 worth of Taco Bell before, so I knew I could do at least that. But I think...
The burritos in the beginning.
I think that's what it was. Like, not to be like, oh, I know I could do it better. But I do... It was so much food. I was doing that kind of chew. Like, did you ever watch that show, Man versus Food?
I know
food,
exactly what you're talking about.
Where you're
about.
Like, oh,
you're
you
not
can't,
even tasting it
you
anymore.
You can't even really chew. Like, my teeth were not closing all the way down. And I was just trying to, like, mush it down as far as I could so I could just swallow it. Like, it was...
This is your life right now.
Yeah. It was a lot of food. And I was really, really sad that I couldn't finish it. But I was not...
Well, hey, this gives you something to shoot for in 2017.
But I think that...
New Year's resolution.
I think that if I... I'm definitely going to try it again. And I think that if I omit the burritos and then... three of the items that I ordered were on the dollar menu. So I think if I heed the advice a little better,
Okay.
I think I can try again and be a little more successful.
Okay.
But I was talking to my teaching partner, Kara, the other day, and she was asking me, you know, because she had the same thought that you did, where uh-huh. you're like, oh my God, you knocked this out of the park. And I showed her the picture of what I had left, yeah. like the two Mexi Melts and yeah. the Crunchwrap Supreme left. And then she was like, well, what do you do with it?
You just had them later, right?
So then what I did with the extra was I decided to do further research, because usually I eat all my Taco Bell in one sitting.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't ever have like leftover Taco Bell.
Oh, I have. Okay.
But I put it in the freezer because I wasn't sure when I would get to this. But I ended up getting to it like the following day.
I was going to say, I don't think mine lasts long enough for it to be in the freezer.
Yeah. So I put it in the freezer and then I heated it up in the oven and ate it for dinner the next day.
Okay.
And it actually like, well, because, you know, I don't have a
then
microwave.
Then it felt like you cooked. That's like you could invite like a boy over for dinner. Like I
reheated some Taco Bell. Well, because it, I felt like it would be gross in the microwave.
Did your house smell like Taco Bell from baking it in the oven?
No, it really didn't.
No,
because
the smell was already there from the $20. It probably just never left.
But Taco Bell reheated in the oven is actually decent. The Mexi Melts, the beef in the Mexi Melt got a little dry, but the Crunchwrap Supreme was like 100% what it was. I don't think it's their best menu item.
Okay.
So whoever said it was the best or should be the most popular or is the most popular, I disagree. I don't.
Yeah, okay. I have like a zero opinion on this because I've never had one.
Yeah, I mean, it's not terrible, but it's, I don't know.
I have to say, like, Taco Bell has been on my mind more since we started a podcast. I mean, I'm always, like, thinking about Taco Bell, like, a little bit, you know? Yeah. But, like, now it's like I pass a Taco Bell, and it's, like, a different thought. Like, I guess I feel like I should be more experimental in my Taco Bell eating. So, like, why did we even go? So... I was trying to buy gift certificates for Christmas, right, at Taco Bell. And so I was like, what an excuse to go eat dinner. So I grabbed Thor. I was like, let's go eat. They were out of gift certificates.
Oh, popular item.
Yeah, apparently so. A hot item. Because not only that, we went to, like, the grocery store. You know how they have, like, the wall of gift certificates? And they were out of Taco Bell gift certificates there.
Huh.
So I was like, or gift cards or whatever. Yeah, it's a hot ticket item.
Yeah, well.
Under the tree.
I would be happy. I mean, I remember one time Sarah Hedges got me a Taco Bell gift card for my birthday, and I was like, oh, thanks.
Yeah, because I think Thor's sister got us, like, and that's what I say, I think she got us, like, $25 a couple years ago, and I was like, this is awesome. And
yeah.
then between the two of us, we could not order $20 worth of food.
Well,
We used that a couple of times.
I'm going to try it again. Definitely going to try it again. I'm also going to try to eat a party box by myself. That's 12 items, but they're less... They're not as rich. It's just like crunchy tacos and soft tacos.
I like how this has really evolved to like the Courtney Taco Bell challenge.
Well, you know how I've always wanted to be a competitive
eater. It's
going to
go viral.
Well, I came in second in a competitive pickle eating contest. So
I still always order the same things.
Oh, I don't. I mean, I have my faves. But
I was inspired to order a burrito supreme because you were like, the burrito supreme, it's so amazing. And so like I ate it, but... It was it's Taco Bell. It had the taste, but I think I ate half of it and like put it aside and was like, I'm going to eat my other things, which I actually ordered more than you normally. I mean, like if I go to Taco Bell, I'm only getting like a Mexican pizza and like a soft taco. It's not a lot, you know, but, I got like multiple menu items that night. Ate like half the burrito supreme. Was like, I'll come back to that if I'm still hungry.
Oh my God. Because you like the bland.
And then the thing is too,
layer.
You said that the Mexi Melt was no longer on the menu, and so I've never noticed this. I just order it, right? But then this time we're in the drive-thru, and I'm like, and can I have a Mexi Melt? I felt like she could see through my voice, but no, they just gave it to me.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and then I think I couldn't finish that burrito supreme, so I just. Like, even after I was done eating my other food, and I had...
What
like
else did you get? So you got a burrito supreme, a Mexi Melt.
Mexican pizza.
With no meat.
No, I think I got a Mexican pizza. I never get the meat. I don't like meat in my Mexican pizza.
I do.
I don't know.
I do.
Don't ask me why.
Well, I think that's why I like the burrito supreme and you like the seven layer.
Yeah, maybe. But I like the meat in the Mexi Melt, and it's the same thing. I don't know.
The Mexi Mel just has so much cheese.
But they always ask, because I always say, you know, a Mexican pizza with no meat. And then I say, and then a Mexi Melt. And they're always like, but that has meat in it. I'm like, I know. This is just the way I like it. So I think I got a Mexican pizza, two Mexi Melts, and a Burrito Supreme. And so I had like half.
That's a hefty order.
Yeah, it felt like a lot. Yeah. And then Thor had all his own food. So I ate half of the Burrito Supreme, ate the Mexican pizza, and was like, I'm full. Like, ate a Mexi Melt ever again. And then like I could see it on the coffee table and I was like, okay, I'm just gonna leave them because I know in an hour I'm gonna want them. And then I ate them a while later, like that's the second, fifth, seventh meal, fourth whatever meal. You want to call it. Yeah,
too funny.
I know. Okay, should we do some trivia?
Yeah, can I tell you though about my so my receipt. I wanted to save it just because
a memento. It's kind of like,
well, yeah, I'll put that in my will. No, as like motivation for like doing better next time. But yes. I noticed at the bottom, it says now hiring, dreams do come true.
Are you thinking about a second career?
Perhaps, maybe a summer job.
Jeez, I feel like a if things ever go south with the, you know, they're gonna do all these layoffs with teachers. You just bring them that receipt,
yeah,
and tell them I feel like you would smoke a Taco Bell interview.
Well, they have this other challenge too that I noticed while I was in the drive-thru. It's not food related. I took a picture of it. So
a Taco Bell.
Well,
challenge
it's kind
is
of when I say food. I guess they have like an Airhead like. What? Slushy thing, like the Airhead candy.
Yeah. Okay.
And so, in the drive-thru, there's this big thing that's like, guess the mystery flavor. But like, I want to know more about that because I guess they have a flavor of the day, but you have to go during the Taco Bell's happy hours between 2 and 5.
Yeah.
But what do you get if you guess it correctly? I didn't want to ask because I was already that jerk that had two bags of food
like, during their rush.
Yeah, and I could
just the $20 challenge during the Taco Bell rush. Amateur hour.
One of the Reddit comments was like when somebody brought up the Taco Bell challenge, it just said gasp fart. like terrible. But yeah, I want to know more about this too.
Okay.
Like
we'll do a little research.
Yeah, but I'm never going to go during those hours. I will. That'll be on another
do
list
you
of
do trivia
to do.
Or current events first? I'm branching out. I have an additional category today.
Ooh, doesn't matter to me. You choose.
Okay, let's do current events.
Okay.
Cue that current event music. So speaking of the double stacked taco, yes. So I don't care about this at all, personally, but I feel like you will.
Ooh.
And maybe you already know this. Maybe I'm an amateur. When they release these like special items, it's typically on a Thursday mid-month. In case you didn't know that.
Didn't know that. I knew there were certain cities that, well, actually my friend Jeff told me that
there's certain. I think it is regional too.
Yeah, because he lives in Kansas City and I guess Kansas City is one of those places that like always gets stuff. So
the double stack taco, you better get it before January 19th because that is the fan, you know, Twitter anticipated date that it will start to be phased out.
Oh.
Yeah. So go get your double
stack
taco.
I'm going to go get the nacho cheese crunch one. That one was good.
Yeah. They typically only last 30 days.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that at all. I do care about that. I'm glad you told me.
So then another thing is that right now, Taco Bell is testing Fries Supreme. Have you seen this?
No.
I saw pictures online, but
like French fries?
Yeah, it's like seasoned French fries. So to me, I'm kind of like,
no, they just need to bring back the Mexi Nuggets.
Yeah, I feel like, I totally agree.
Just bring back the Mexi Nuggets.
It looks like thick cut seasoned fries with like Nacho Bel Grande topping kind of stuff, right?
Oh, I just want
the
cheese.
But it's like cheesy fries.
I just want the cheese. Oh, I might be into that. Like 90s Dairy Queen fries, like the really thick.
Yeah.
Really, like they're so seasoned, they're orange.
I mean, I only saw pictures, right? But that's like, I don't even know if that's like at our Taco Bells, but anyway, it's like out there right now.
I would try that. I would try.
I mean, I like cheesy fries, but yeah. I guess I just feel like when I go to Taco Bell, I want it to be like a tortilla, a chip, the illusion of Mexican food. And fries just says like burgers, mm-hmm. but whatever. Okay.
Maybe they'll bring back, what was that beefer thing that...
The Big Bell Beefer? Is that what it was called? I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah. Maybe they'll bring that back with the fries.
Yeah, I feel like after our first episode where I did a very small amount of research and was like, and here's the name of the CEO and everything, then like just doing additional trivia research for every episode, like there are conflicting reports. So even like, you know, I'm going sort of with what is on the Taco Bell website because mm-hmm. you know that's going to be real.
Right.
But there that doesn't always have like a ton of information. So mm-hmm. then it was like, oh, well, Glenn Bell started selling hot dogs. He had a hot dog cart.
Oh.
But I don't know that I believe that because I feel like the other stuff that I've read, like most of it says it started as a hamburger.
Yeah.
The Bell Burger. Something like that.
It's really, I didn't know that there was so much research involved.
It appears on the internet that we're late bloomers and that people have devoted their life to researching.
Oh my gosh. Taco Bell. There's so much.
So, okay, how about some trivia?
Yeah.
I thought this was interesting. Speaking of menu items.
Funny look on your face.
Because... So when Thor and I first got married, you know, in 2006, he had been vegan for a long time. Mm-hmm. Well, we used to go to Taco Bell, actually, because he knew that he could get like a 7-layer, mm-hmm. but he called it a 5-layer because he just, I don't know what.
Didn't get the cheese and sour cream.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Or whatever. And we'd gotten online. I remember like looking at the ingredients of like the tortilla and mm-hmm. it was like all pretty non-dairy. And he wasn't like hardcore vegan where he was like not eating honey and, mm-hmm. you know. Putting meat as murder on Facebook or whatever. But like, you know, he just didn't want to eat animal mm-hmm. products. And so we used to go Taco Bell all the time because I feel like he got something else too. But it was like the 5-layer is what he called it, is what okay. he always got. So he was so far ahead of his time.
Do they have a vegan menu?
In 2015, Taco Bell launched a certified vegan menu. And it's certified by the American Vegetarian Association. And then PETA even like hopped wow. on board. And if you go to PETA's website, they have tips on their site on how to veganize items. And there's like quotes from the CEO, like the Taco Bell CEO that says vegetarians are not an afterthought. And so I was like, well, this is sort of fascinating.
Yeah.
Right. But I think what it kind of sounded like is almost like a backlash. Remember when McDonald's did that thing where vegetarians freaked out because it turned out they were using like beef flavoring in the fries?
I don't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, I know a fast food tidbit. Yeah, it was like a huge deal. Like vegetarians got together. It was like a class action suit against McDonald's.
Like what year do you think that was?
I don't know, maybe like 2003 or something.
Oh, see, I was in college. I was like...
Weren't you vegetarian in college?
Not at that point.
Oh, okay.
It was towards the beginning. But I was just thinking I was probably like just... Too
it was like a big deal care, though, no. Because it was like the idea is like if you're a vegetarian, you should be able to go to McDonald's and get fries.
And get fries.
In theory,
no,
right?
Totally get it.
I would say though that when Thor was vegan, like we would get online and we would look at the ingredients and then go places, right?
Yeah,
because Lord knows what's in the Taco Bell tortilla,
right?
Right.
No, I think that's yeah.
So
totally valid.
I kind of feel like if you're really bitching about McDonald's fries not being super vegetarian, that's like shame on you. Anyway. It was a big deal. McDonald's did not like respond very. They were sort of like my stance, like, mm-hmm. You should have known. You should have checked. Sorry. But it was also like there was some evidence like they might have tried to cover it up.
Ew.
I don't know. Like it didn't look good on McDonald's. Anyway, so this whole like vegetarian menu at Taco Bell is sort of like supposed to be the other way. Like we're going to try to like reach this audience that we haven't. I don't know. That yeah. typically maybe don't go out for fast food. Does
yes,
that make sense?
Totally. So you can get like a, so it's, because there's a difference between being vegan and being vegetarian, right? So
yeah. I think I took I took a photo of like the menu items and then I was like, I don't really care enough to read these. Like, I don't know. It was basically like, get things without meat and right. you'll be fine.
Yeah. Because I was just going to say like if, I mean, being, you know, the vegan piece of it, I think would be more challenging, but.
Yeah.
They can just do what you do with your Mexican pizza.
Yeah.
Or like when I was a vegetarian, because I was a vegetarian for several years, I would just get things without meat.
Yeah.
Like, you know, at restaurants. Right. Like, oh, I would like this salad, it's but with no meat on it. Yeah. It was totally fine. I wasn't vegan. Like I was still eating dairy and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, vegan is harder, but in 2015, 2016, it's not that hard anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, my other piece of fabulous trivia. Last time we talked about Taco Bell crimes.
Yeah.
Okay, there are like so many crimes
Henry
around Taco
Lewis
Bell.
Wallace.
Like, I couldn't even like, I had to just narrow it down to like one that I liked the most because a lot of them were, I mean, they were kind of lame. Like, oh, somebody got drunk and like ran over. There were actually multiples. Like somebody got drunk, decided they wanted to go to Taco Bell and like hit somebody in the drive-thru, right?
I was thinking that there was probably like meth involved.
Oh yeah, there were a lot of drug it ones. It seems like somebody tried to sell their baby.
Like a methy kind of a place.
Yeah. I mean, but my favorite was, it's literally called the Beefy Crunch Burrito Incident. And it was in San Antonio. And apparently, oh, I missed the year on this one. Sorry. It wasn't that long ago, though.
Because the Beefy Crunch Burrito, if I'm remembering right, it's like one of the little, there's like, when they came out with the little like snack size burritos.
Yeah.
And the Beefy Crunch one was one of them. So it's got like crunchy Frito, the little chip
things. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it's like the Frito partnership that they did, right?
And okay. And it's like got a bunch of nacho cheese in it, but it's basically just beef, chips, and nacho cheese.
Well, apparently at one point it was 99 cents and that was promotional, but then it went to $1.49. Well, some guy, he was like going through the Taco Bell drive-thru in San Antonio and ordered 7 of them. And then the price was more than it had always been before. And it was like $2.50 more. Yeah. And he like got really upset, you know, and I'm sure they were like, I'm sorry, sir. I mean, it does seem like 50 cents per item is like a lot, but anyway, he flipped out and was so upset that he pulled out an air rifle and some other things. And eventually it led to a 3-hour standoff with the SWAT team and they had to tear gas him out of like some nearby house or something.
Oh my gosh.
And the like witnesses said there was like a legit like a negotiator with a megaphone and he was like, no one needs to get hurt here.
Like burritos.
All over like $2. But it was like a 3-hour standoff where he was like that upset.
How deep did you have to go to find that?
Not that deep, gotta be honest. Like there were so many stupid like, you know, like BuzzFeed articles, like crazy Taco Bell crimes. But a lot of them I felt like weren't that crazy or like how many of us have known people who like got drunk and went to Taco Bell and like did something dumb?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. So I didn't think a lot of them were that wild. Yeah. And I'm sure if you looked at McDonald's crimes or Jack in the Box crimes, I don't know.
I wonder which fast food has like the most crimes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like Taco Bell attracts the more grimy.
I'm sad because, so when I was in college, my last year, so 2004, you would have been in Eugene in 2004, right?
Yeah, because I was in Eugene until 2006.
Okay, so it was like probably 2003, 2004, my last year. I remember like going out, I think we went to 80s night or something, you know.
My John friend, Henry's?
Yeah, probably, I'm sure, right? And so my friend Heather and I, we didn't drink that much though. And I think but it was late, you know, we were like, let's go to Taco Bell and she was driving. And so we went, it was probably on West 11th or something. I don't
even
remember
that's
where it
one
was.
Of the sketchy ones.
Right. So we went through the Taco Bell drive through and then we pulled into the parking lot to like just eat our Taco Bell in the car.
Oh, I know that game well.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when we're parked, our car's facing the drive through, you know, like where people order. And this is like pre-MySpace, pre-Facebook, you know, early stages, right? No viral videos back then or anything. Right. So we're just sitting there hanging out. Like, I totally remember having like a burrito in my hand, like eating a burrito. And like three cars are like pull up, like, you know, bumper to bumper. And they all get out, like, and music is blaring. And they're just like dancing. And like, we're just sitting there like motionless with our burritos in our hand. Like, is this happening right now? And I'm not kidding you. For like 10 minutes, they just had this massive dance party in like the drive-thru. No. Nobody else is around.
What?
And then they ordered their Taco Bell like one by one.
Oh
and
my
split.
God. So weird. Yeah, just gotta be West 11.
But yeah. It's like, I wish I had that one on video.
Right.
It's just bizarre.
Yeah. I feel like they could, you know how there's all those like 25 people at Walmart things? Like,
yeah.
25 terrible pictures of people at Walmart. I feel like you could do one for Taco Bell with like.
At like one Taco Bell location?
at the West 11th in Eugene.
We should go down to Salem.
Oh, yeah. I wish there was a Taco Bell next to the saddest gas station.
I'm sure there's one close. In the pawn store.
Yeah, it can't be that far. I don't remember seeing one on the street in Salem because I usually like note them when I see them. we go to Salem.
Do you have like an interactive Taco Bell map?
No. That might be.
Do you have the Taco Bell app?
No, I'm afraid to get it.
Oh, you should just, because you can order ahead of time and you can like you can like tweak your items on the app.
I know. Oh, okay. I'm worried it could be like a big problem.
Well, I feel like you've already crossed the like $20 Taco Bell challenge line of like, why not just get the app?
Oh, but I didn't finish. I'm still like really bummed about that.
Okay.
It's a lot of food. Two burritos is a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of food.
Yeah, I'll do it again.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had Mountain Dew AM? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I saw it.
You haven't looked like yes.
I saw it. When I went there for breakfast, I was very tempted.
Oh, but you didn't get it.
I didn't.
What?
I know. I was already being super. I already felt gross enough. But
I don't know what it
Taco
is.
Taco Bell has, I swear to God, they have like four varieties of Mountain Dew that you can only find at Taco Bell.
Yeah. Oh, because I think Pepsi bought them, right? I don't know. I think PepsiCo bought them. I don't know.
But there's a lot. I have not had the Mountain Dew AM.
Is it like soda?
I think it's like an energy drink. Like a Mountain Dew energy drink.
Worse.
Yeah. I feel like you should not be slamming dews at like 6 a.m.
Okay. I kind of feel like we need to try Mountain Dew AM.
Okay.
Ew. Is it only available at certain times?
Like, I don't know. They didn't give that information on the menu. I saw it as a, you know, like how they highlight certain menu items. I saw it highlighted as like Mountain Dew AM.
Maybe just one of those days, you know, where you're up really late and you got to go to work in the morning.
I'm just going to go grab a Mountain Dew AM.
Just take a couple sips, Mountain Dew AM. Yeah.
Ooh, I feel like I have a hard time with it. If it tastes anything like an energy drink, I'm not going to be able to finish it because I did too many
breakfast.
Vodka Red Bulls in college.
Say it just tasted like fruity Mountain Dew. Like would you have that for breakfast?
I mean, Mountain Dew Code Red isn't terrible.
Oh, I mean, I don't drink soda like ever.
I don't drink soda either.
I'm going to. That would be okay.
Yeah. So if it was like Mountain Dew Code Red, I don't really know if I want it for breakfast, but I wouldn't be grossed out.
I'm thinking more like a
brunch,
like a fruit punch. Oh, like a mimosa Mountain Dew. Get on that.
Get on it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I might try it.
Okay, so we are wrapping up this action-packed episode. I wanted to give a shout out to the two people who left us reviews iTunes. Omar.
Thanks for
listening. I kind of feel like Omar might end up on a bonus episode.
I was thinking that too, because I feel like he has some pretty good food insights.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I don't know who Capiano is, but
please tell
whoever
us.
You are, you left us a really nice review.
It was super nice. And I've asked around and I don't, none of my friends.
Yeah.
We assume that the only people that listen are people that know us.
Intimately.
So the fact that somebody left this review and we don't know who it is, thank you.
Yeah.
And please tell us who you are.
And if you haven't left us a review, you can.
You can.
Be nice.
We enjoy reading them. Yeah.
Also, if you want to email us, it's therealtacobells@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't gotten an email yet.
No emails.
Although I would say either via text or via Facebook, we have gotten a lot of ideas. So,
yes.
No official emails.
Yeah, thanks to everyone who listens.
Anyway, so we're going to do a bonus episode here soon. It's the chicken nugget challenge, which we won't tell much about. You'll just have to listen because I don't know that we know that much.
We're going to like work it out as it unfolds. But
Okay. See you next time.
Don't try to act like you don't like my speak. Don't try to act like you don't like to eat. I'm searching for some cash because I'm barely getting by because I'm eating fucking
tacos and getting hella high.